KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News Special Report. I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled on transgender minors. It says the existing ban on gender-affirming care stands. The ban stands. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the ruling is strictly on ideological lines.
It's a 6-3 ruling upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery for minors. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause does not prohibit the state from enacting such a law, and that the issue is for the people and their elected representatives, not the courts, to decide. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a dissent, and she said she did so in sadness, adding that the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims.
There are about 300,000 people between the ages of 13 and 17 who identify as transgender in the U.S., according to the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two people have reportedly been arrested in connection to now three scenes across Madison. The hazmat team has been called to two locations on the west side and a home on Spooner Street, all within the last 3 days or so. The State Journal reports the Spooner Street address belongs to a man who was arrested earlier this week on charges of attempted first-degree homicide and stalking. The Department of Justice, Middleton and Madison police, firefighters, and hazmat crews are all involved in processing these crime scenes. Authorities say there's no threat to the public or neighbors. And the state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers cannot hold up the attorney general from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. This partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by Brian Hagedorn, one of the court's conservative justices. The decision comes as Colin Ounce, Wisconsin, and other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis.
There has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done.
Under that agreement, Wisconsin would get about $80 million and about half of that in the first 3 years. That's on top of the more than $780 million already awarded to Wisconsin and local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a three-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago winning last night, 5-3. Milwaukee's Chad Patrick lasted five innings before turning it over to the bullpen. Pat Murphy.
I thought Chad Patrick did a nice job. He had a little struggle in the fifth there, third time around. I thought Mears and Rob Z, at least for the first inning, and Anderson were really good. So a lot of positives from it. You know, a lot of good things tonight, so stick with that right now.
NBA Finals, the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with a strained calf muscle. No word if he'll play when the Pacers host the Thunder tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers' new president, Ed Policy, on the Lions, Vikings, and Packers this season.
You know, it's pretty exciting because I don't think the entire NFL has ever been more competitive than it is right now. And I think our division is not only the most competitive division in football right now, but maybe in the history of the NFL.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s.
It's 71 right now.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
One of the best things that has happened over the last several days is the millions of people who came out across the country on Saturday. By and large, very, very peaceful, but you can't deny the numbers. And once they see that look, Donald Trump, he may be there for his four-year term, but at some point that's going to come to an end.
Right.
The people ain't going nowhere. Right. And so my big message is for the general public, please stay engaged. Donald Trump would like nothing more than for us to be fearful and stay quiet, for us to cower and stay home. No, we have to continue to defend our First Amendment rights by exercising our First Amendment rights.
Amen. Yep. That was Senator Padilla with regards to the No Kings march over the weekend, plus other things that we're finally getting engaged in, plus the anti-ICE stuff, all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Bella and that guy right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Buenos dias.
I love my stereotypical jingle, even though I'm white.
Yeah.
His name's Carlos, so just throw a little Latin theme in there. Pero me gusta. I'm trying to discover that other side of me, you know.
Yeah, you've been doing the Duolingo thing, like during breaks.
Yeah.
1,800 días en sucesión. 1,800 days in a row.
There right on.
Wow.
Right on.
You and your streaks.
I need to do that.
I do too. I also need to discover that side of me.
Yeah. Yeah, Bella's half Salvadoran.
Yeah.
Salvadoran.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I related this sort of to the Neza singing the anthem is that in as much as obviously Los Angeles, we're in California, at Chavez Ravine, and she sings it in Spanish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And ultimately, we fought as a country wars against England and Spain. So both of those white languages are languages of our enemy.
Right.
Yeah. So if we really hated England and we wanted to declare independence, we would have started
French.
Esperanto a long time ago or whatever.
We would have been speaking French instead of English.
Yeah.
Because the French helped us.
Yeah. It was Lafayette that taught us guerrilla warfare.
We.
And
sure.
Helped us to defeat the British and gave us the Statue of Liberty. We should have been speaking French.
Exactamundo.
That other Latin-based white language.
Exactly, that other Latin-based white language. So, you got to meet Governor Newsom.
I did.
Yeah, you posted a photo with him.
I got a photo. I was with my buddy Matt Craig and our kids. We're in Oxnard. Spend time there. Have a place. Always go to 5th Street downtown, where the gazebo is in the park. A lot of Latino culture. Carnitas El Rey is like the best pork tacos anywhere. If you're into that stuff, I'm sure they have veggie options. But we're always down there. We like that because we stay near the beach, and it's more of a white neighborhood. So it's nice to get some culture. It was interesting. About 20 minutes prior, my daughter was embarrassed because I'm trying to speak Spanish inside the Subway there. There's all this wonderful Latina cuisine, but the kids wanted Subway because we were going to the movie. We got Subway, right? But I'm trying to speak Spanish. I'm like, I'm going to try. I know you're embarrassed, but I need to practice.
Yeah.
I want to make an effort to people there that when a white person walks in, that I don't view them as somebody different. Like, I'm trying to be vulnerable to them because right. they're already vulnerable.
Right.
Except they feel safer in that community. So in any case, we do that. We start talking about his speech. We sit down outside, and my friend's daughter, Matt, because we had heard from Matt's wife that they were taking people from the Oxnard strawberry fields.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Matt told his daughter, you should look up Gavin Newsom's speech. And we're talking about his speech, and he rounds the corner. I go, oh, there he is right now.
Oh,
my friend's
gosh.
Like, nah. I'm like, there he is right now. What? So it was great. He spoke to families behind us, uh-huh. got their concerns, what's going on. We shook his hand. I did tell him Westmore is my guy, and so is he. But I thanked him, and to me, it was uplifting because my daughters got excited. It represented a person far from perfect.
Yes.
I don't love everything he's done, but it represented a person who's standing up to a bully.
Yep.
It put a human being, a face on somebody that can face this problem. We're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There is a person that is fighting for us regarding this immigration issue, and that was... It was very uplifting. He's a really cool guy. He's
yep.
handsome.
Very
well-spoken.
Yep.
And by contrast, yeah, Newsom could be polarizing. He's can be a politician. But, man, when you think of the goon, idiot,
yeah.
dumb, mm-hmm. mean, guy that won't call Waltz and apologize. It's just,
yeah.
I also have to
mm-hmm. have to give Newsom credit for going out and speaking
yeah.
to the people.
Yeah,
you know, he's term limited. He doesn't have to do any of this.
Right.
He is not running for anything in the state of California.
But
he was going out and listening to the concerns of people. And I love that about him.
Yeah.
And
it really was cool. I brought up the whole Paradise Pleasure California, and he remembered that. When, you know, here we are in Pleasure California. He was cracking up. But, it does represent that somebody is trying to make an effort. And... yes, they aren't perfect, but they're human beings,
exactly.
and that's refreshing to see.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Standing up for other human beings.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, and did he say why he was in Oxnard in particular?
I think it was because those raids were happening.
Okay.
Right.
And what was interesting is I noticed three plainclothes guards, like with backpacks and stuff, kind of dressed in normal clothes, just around us. I'm sure there was other people around the greater perimeter, but us, there was just three plainclothes guards. He was in his jacket and jeans and just walking up and talking to people. So that's what made it really relatable and really wonderful that a person of that stature was just like, here I am in my jeans and my jacket. I got three guys around me. I'm going to just talk to you guys. I want to find out what's going on.
I'm jealous.
Cool. It was really uplifting. And my girls, who are apolitical, just got excited because I guess we were speaking about that. So... me trying to speak Spanish, the governor, them finding out about the raids, things are being sort of taught to them by virtue of them just viewing it. And so that's wonderful.
That is. That's fantastic. So was there any marching? Were you there over the whole weekend or?
No, we came back Saturday. We did Burbank
mm-hmm.
because we could walk there and it was nice.
Right.
And that was great. We showed up at 11:45. The event was from 12 to 2 at Lincoln Library.
Mm-hmm.
11:45, I went with some of the friends. Corey Payton is my neighbor from Walking Dead or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
and we had a nice group, and about 11:45, 60 people were there, and by 1:00, maybe I would guess 600 or more.
Nice.
It just kept expanding. And it was funny, the Latino neighbors across the street were barbecuing, going, look at all those white people protesting for us. You guys want some carne asada, some al pastor? No, and I think it was just nice to see people of all ages, sizes, and I did an Instagram Live, and a person held up the Constitution, and he had little yellow pegs to represent each page, and so I read on Instagram Live the First Amendment to peaceably assemble and what that meant, and this guy was an old, I would say 60-plus-year-old white guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, so white people, brown people. The mayor, Nikki Perez, 9 months pregnant, there to speak to the crowd without a megaphone. She was trying to yell to people, thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
And we're like, where's everybody else? He goes, that's my question. Where is everybody else from Burbank? She showed up in the heat, 9 months pregnant. It was awesome.
So, yeah. So was mine. I was in Studio City. It was huge. It was just huge over there.
Huge.
It was huge.
Not bigger than the military parade, but it was huge.
I think it might have been.
Well, good. Yeah, it's good. And I got emotional because, it's what we can do. Mm-hmm. We can peaceably assemble. We can protest peacefully. We got a long way to go. The other guys have weapons and money.
Yeah.
You know, we have our voice, and that's wonderful to see. We are definitely the underdogs here.
Yes, we are. But if the magic number is, 3% of a population starts to rise up, that's when a movement really starts to happen. And we had at least 4% per city. Yeah.
And this morning I did send, I attached to the show, the differences between Obama and Trump regarding their policies. You know, not just the numbers that Trump has not equaled Obama's numbers,
right.
But the tiered system that they had, the organization they had in place to make sure they were trying to get people with criminal records. Obama was not always perfect.
Right.
Some people were wrongly deported or not allowed back in. But it wasn't this indiscriminate, just go and get anybody, low-hanging fruit. And as Mo Collins' husband, Alex Scooby, so kind of brilliantly pointed out, you're not going into gang-infested territory.
Exactly. Right.
You're going where it's low-hanging fruit, where it's easy. So you can get the Stephen Miller numbers, get my janitors. You know, that's kind of creepy. That's kind of Planet of the Apes, just throw a rope on them, you know?
Yeah. No, you're
and
absolutely
that's
right.
What we are alarmed by.
Yeah.
The way that it's being metered out or executed is slap happy, gross, and just indiscriminate. You're just trying, you're supposed to be you're catching dolphins and whales, you know?
Exactly. I mean, and with the comptroller in New York the other day, he was actually escorting somebody to a hearing. And then they tried to grab, and it's like, no. And because they're all masked up, and most of the time they're not even in a uniform, this is kidnapping. I mean, if I see that happening, I'm calling the police going, hi, somebody, even if they're in uniform at this point, if they have a mask over their face, hi, somebody that just posed as a police officer assassinated two people, and I see somebody who may or may not be an ICE person kidnapping somebody and putting them in an unmarked vehicle, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, because I am too, because even if Trump would have said, listen, I'm going to continue to do what Obama has done with deportation. I'm going to have the same numbers. I'm going to use the same infrastructure. We're going to have that comprehensive border bill that was bipartisan. We're going to pass that, and we're going to do it this way. We might have been upset, as we should have maybe been upset with Obama, but at least we would have understood that approach. We've seen that before. And most people would have had a chance to have due process. Not everybody under Obama's plan had due process. That's a reality.
Right.
But it Trump is doing.
Yeah, no, I thank you. No, I agree. And what is hilarious is the whole 3,000 people a day crap that Stephen Miller wants to do. They still haven't deported as many people as Biden did in the same time period or Obama. And so even with what they're trying to do, it's not accomplishing the same thing.
Yeah, they're kind of driving a go-kart around, just trying to win the Indianapolis 500 and just spewing fuel all over everybody. But that's who he is. He's performative. He hires circus clowns. It's a really cheap church carnival where you're like, no, man, we had a Disneyland approach, a nice organization. You're throwing some cheap carnival. Just get on the zipper. It's safe. No, it's not. You're just a buffoon. He's just so mean and stupid and vile.
Yeah.
I don't understand the fealty.
I don't either.
And I love the comedian David is his first name that used to be on Joe Rogan. You know, he kind of said, I made a mistake. I voted for him and I made a mistake. And, you know, to attack him now, it's like, Let the man speak. You know, he's saying I made a mistake. I don't like this guy now. What was I thinking? That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
We need more of those people.
We absolutely. Do.
If
we
people want to leave Jonestown and go, I'm not drinking this punch, get him on the plane, get him on our side.
Exactly. You are correct, sir. And on that note, it is 18 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Her Face.
Vibrance face.
Okay, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, Chris?
11 billion.
Okay. If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. up. It is. Okay. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. That's a lot.
That is.
It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
They degrade women and beavers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour. Now I'm thinking of Malcolm.
Yeah.
Because one of his theme songs is based on that song. Iran, go.
Thank you. And I want to thank you, Jody, for pronouncing that correctly, because you had Amish Lurch, a.k.a. Fetterman, on Bill Maher the other night going, Iran.
I know.
It's Istanbul, Israel, Iran, Iraq.
Yeah.
You're a senator.
Yes.
Learn how to pronounce it correctly. It's not that hard. It's the same vowel. Israel, Istanbul, Iraq, Iran. It's
Italy.
The same vowel.
Does he call
Why
Italy Italy?
Iraq and Iran.
I know. That chaps my hide every time I hear, especially people like that, pronouncing those words incorrectly.
He's a senator.
Yes.
So, yeah, Iran, it's obviously, it would look like, you know, from what I'm reading, Netanyahu has wanted this for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
It appears as though he was the one who said, hey, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. You got to take him out.
Oh.
So he's been trying for 29 years for us to you know, let them invade Iraq, to say that we are weeks away, you know, to John Stewart, 2004.
Right.
We are weeks away from them having a weapon. According to Mehdi Hassan, they have allowed the inspectors to come in.
Okay.
And do their jobs. So... yeah, do I sort of think that in the hands of somebody like a Khomeini or an Ayatollah or whatever, having a nuclear bomb? Yeah, that's frightening. It is frightening. But there's so much to sift through. But my opinion is I'm sort of trying to find out more. So,
okay. All right. No, I understand. I mean, Malcolm, because Lindsey Graham et al., they want... in fact, let's play 9.
Okay. Here we go.
This is Lindsey.
This is a religious Nazi regime bent on purifying Islam, destroying the Jewish state, and coming after us. They're religious Nazis. Mm. And this regime does not need, nor can they ever have, a nuclear weapon. And Donald Trump is about to put a period on that statement.
He's suggesting...
No, not Donald Trump. It would be young kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be not Donald... Not Bone Spurs ain't doing nothing.
Right. No, he
and
would
Bone
order
Spurs
it.
Bone Spurs kids ain't doing nothing.
Right, right. No,
Barron ain't signing up for the military and going to Iran. That happening.
No, nope. No, of course not. No,
and first of all, we all know about 1953. I think it was Mossadegh, the blowback, when they elected a Democratic leader.
Yep.
CIA said, nope, we want that oil. He's not going to nationalize it. So we kill him. We put in the Shah.
Yep.
And that spurs the religious backlash and creates this hostage situation. We sort of created that. Tehran, and I think in the 50s, was pretty progressive.
It was. Women could go to school and drive and do all sorts of things before we did what we did.
It is weird that when you see what the Brits have done with the Middle East pre-1948, after 1948, dividing up, it kind of feels like, oh, the comedian Russell...
Brand?
Oh, the Indian comic. I'm sorry, not Russell Brand.
We
Russell
don't want
Peters.
To mention Russell.
He's
Brand
saying it's kind of like a, it's not like a religious thing. It's a white skin versus dark skin thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but should anybody have nuclear weapons? And we dropped 2, right?
We did.
Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the ones that dropped it on somebody. That's kind. When you go to Hiroshima, by the way, there's a man out there with like 16 or 17 binders in every language that list all the generals that were opposed to dropping the bomb.
Wow.
American generals, foreign generals. So we don't realize how sick white folks were. We dropped a bomb on Japan because we said, they're not going to give up. So we just need to drop this.
Right.
It's kind of, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Iran didn't do that.
No. Nope.
Iraq didn't do that. We did that.
Yeah. No, we did. We did. It did end the war, but we did do that. And And hopefully it won't happen again, ever again.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have no nukes, but that's never going to happen.
Genie's out of the bottle on that one.
Yeah.
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 It's just, Trump is so impulsive. He can be, he appears to be manipulative, or he is the dog that the tails of Putin and Netanyahu seem to be wagging.
Oh, yeah.
He'll do what they want.
Yeah, for a man who's very good at manipulating people, he also is easily manipulated.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And I'm sure there are people in Israel, maybe a majority, that are like, we don't want to go over the war with Iran. I'm sure there's protests over there.
You said, Chris, that you have a friend who said that the Israelis are supporting this at the moment. Didn't you say that?
Yes. No, no, no. I was reading, some polling, and the Israelis at the moment are supporting this.
Well, it's based upon the information they're getting, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true. Yeah. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with more Carlos Alazraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per person from the federal government than most states. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the nation for the amount of federal funding received per person who lives here. In total, Wisconsin got an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal money per person. While we rank toward the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, a new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably here in the Badger State. Now, it's important we define what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, who did this analysis, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, being able to afford hobbies, the occasional vacation, and a rare emergency. Plus, there's a formula they use from MIT, but we're not going to get into that part. Here in Wisconsin, to make that happen as a single person, you need to make about $87,000. That means Wisconsin is actually one of the cheaper states, coming in at the 37th most expensive. For a family of four, it's about $225,000. That's more middle of the road nationwide. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin woman is a little richer thanks to The Price is Right. Here's Lisa Hale.
The owner of DeBaker Acres, a strawberry farm in Sturgeon Bay, appeared on The Price is Right game show Monday and walked away a winner. Leslie DeBaker played the any number game, allowing her to win a hammock, a small amount of money, or a new car. She guessed the price of the vehicle and won a brand new SUV. The only problem, Price is Right doesn't deliver cars to Sturgeon Bay. So she took the cash value instead and paid off the car she bought a week earlier.
The Price is Right Live is touring the country again this fall, but they're not coming to Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On and off rain today, heavy at times, and embedded thunderstorms are possible too. High temperatures today stay much cooler, only scraping the low 70s. Flash flooding is possible, and keep an eye on those streams, as around an inch of rainfall or more is likely. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
Players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, will be here to discuss the state happenings, national happenings, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's not an option. It's...
America getting involved in another
Middle Eastern war. Well, ever since this started, Trump has been giving mixed messages. On Friday, he posted, I gave Iran chance after chance to make a deal. I told them in the strongest words to just do it. But no matter how hard they tried, no matter how close they got, they just couldn't get it done. Certain Iranian hardliners spoke bravely, but they didn't know what was about to happen. They're all dead now, and it will only get worse.
What?
Hold on, wait a second. Worse than dead? Oh my God, is he going to invite them to his next parade?
It is 34 minutes after the hour. That was the lovely and talented Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller. I have the lovely and talented Carlos Alazraki on the Zoom thingy over there. Okay, David in North Miami Beach. Hi. David.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Yeah. That should be better. I want to remind you kids...
I lost. Hello? He hung up. I didn't do that. No. I wasn't touching it. Okay, oh. We lost. We lost him.
Okay.
Pink Floyd.
Oh no!
Calling,
hello,
he hung up.
We can't hear you.
I said this was United States calling.
Are we reaching?
Beep beep.
He keeps
beep,
hanging
beep.
Up.
He keeps hanging up. Tamara in Lincoln, or is it Tamara? I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Yay, it's Tamara.
Okay, thank you.
Oh my gosh, yay, I love you guys. I am your official Left Coast tree-hugging feminist in Lincoln. And I say Left Coast because Bella, I'm California native,
uh-huh.
And I lived in the village of Shell Beach for 25
oh,
years.
Oh my
I love
gosh.
Snow. I know! You're like the only person who knows where Pismo Beach is.
Yes.
So, like, we.
I went to Shell Beach Elementary.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my
Show
God.
Me,
awesome.
Show me. Show
It's beautiful there. I love Pismo. I do too.
It's the
but
best.
Anyway, I'm now in Lincoln, and it's a whole different thing.
I've been to Lincoln. Lincoln is a lovely town.
Oh, by the way, and hi, Nebraska Nick. Yeah. He's in Lincoln.
He lives in Lincoln. He's listening right now.
He is adorable. I met you. Oh, Chris, my God, your laugh is just everything.
Aww, thank
your
you.
Laugh when you spontaneously laugh. Oh, I probably told you the same thing as a Kansas City sexy liberal, but it's true.
Aw, thank you.
I just love you.
Thank you.
So I do have, and I'm going to try to. Now I got nervous. I should not be nervous because I'm talking to. It feels like you're my friends in the morning.
Aw,
yes, we are.
You know? Yeah. I get to laugh in the morning with you and then at night with Colbert. Just real quick, I wanted to say hi to Seth and the homo of hope because he is just, I just want to give him a hug. He's so adorable.
He is sweet.
Carlos, hola. Okay.
Hola, buen dia.
Hola.
And speaking of feminism, Lincoln, Nebraska, 93,000 seats sold out for women's volleyball.
Yes,
that's right.
Oh, yeah. The biggest ever.
Yep. Ever.
Biggest ever, absolutely. Well, the women's team is the only team that's really winning in the state. Seriously. And, oh, I know. Also, No Kings protest was the biggest that we've had thus far.
Good.
Unfortunately, local media is owned by
Sinclair,
you know, right-wingers. So
yeah.
they said like 2,000, 2,500 full pucky. I will not cuss. Full pucky.
Thank you.
It was easily double that. But here's why I called.
Okay.
I mean, I could talk to you all day, but you don't want that. Trump is both Putin's and Project 2025's useful idiot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We seem to have lost track of Project 2025. And from what I can determine, they are right on schedule, if not ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
So his dementia, his sheer ignorance, his maniacal, demented Donnie, it's a plus for the theocratic oligarchy that's currently mm-hmm. dismantling our constitutional republic.
Yeah.
And that's what Project 2025 is all about.
Yep.
So Trump, Trojan horse, shiny object, spinning in circles, you know, we're paying attention to him, but behind the scenes, Russell Vought, scary AF,
yeah.
Stephen
mm-hmm.
Miller, mm-hmm. scary AF.
Mm-hmm.
Ziklag, I would encourage everybody to look that up.
Okay.
ProPublica did an amazing deep dive into this organization that's funding, that's kind of part of Heritage Foundation or adjacent,
uh-huh.
but they fund big funders of Project 2025. It's ZIKLAG.
Okay.
Dark money, scary as hell.
Okay.
And, you know, frankly, y'all, it is our turn to defend democracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's our turn.
Absolutely.
It's our turn.
Absolutely. You are correct. We'll talk to you soon. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Tamara.
No, she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
She's
the money behind it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Go
on.
Sorry, Frank Zappa in 1989 said this was going to happen.
He was right.
Yeah.
He was a very smart man. So this is interesting. Doge phone call.
Uh-huh.
Donald's nearly 1,600 pardons are very costly, according to a new memo from the House Judiciary Committee. Trump's pardons are costing crime victims and taxpayers potentially $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
That's...
we're on the hook for that.
Yeah, we're on the hook, especially like the tax evaders. Yep. We're on the hook for that tax money that the Treasury's not going to get back.
Yeah, the Chrisleys.
Yes, the Chrisleys.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lordy. Lonnie used to watch that show. For example, the $1.3 billion factors in $676 million. The federal prosecutors calculated the electric truck startup founder Trevor Milton owed for defrauding his company's shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
$676 million he shorted his shareholders. He should be in prison still. That's just, hi, Doge. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hi. That's a lot of money.
That's
a lot of money.
Another haphazard, wasteful project that they engaged in just for performance.
Yeah.
Bring a chainsaw. People are going to be happy. Or you're wasting money.
Right.
At all. It goes in hand in hand of what they're doing.
Yeah, and we still don't even know if the National Guard that are staying in Los Angeles are getting their extra pay for being here.
Yeah, 2,000 more, right?
Yeah, and they should be getting that if they're deployed anywhere. They get extra pay. It's not hazard pay for here. I don't think they should get that. It's not that hazardous here.
Yeah.
They should be getting extra pay and I don't know, places to sleep. Do they even have places to sleep yet?
Yeah.
Okay, at least they finally got that.
Yeah.
So I assume, Carlos, that you're going to be getting the new Trump phone.
Yes, and I hear they're going to be made right here in
So a tech site tried ordering the phone,
mm-hmm.
and 404 Media reports that this person tried to pre-order the phone and pay the $100 down payment, hoping to test the phone to see what apps come pre-installed and how secure it really is and what components it includes when it comes out. The website failed. Shocker.
Uh-huh.
It went to an error page and then charged his credit card the wrong amount of money, which was for $64.70. And he received a confirmation email saying, I'll receive a confirmation when my order has been shipped. But he didn't provide a shipping address or pay the full $499.
Oh boy.
So this is hilarious and not surprising.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sorry, did you say it charged his credit card $86.47?
74, wouldn't that be nice? No, it was 64. That would have been better. It would have been better if it had been. That would have been funny. That would have definitely been a web designer doing that. But, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that the website is glitchy because it's Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like these phone cases are made out of old, dried up, unused Trump steaks. They're full of protein. They're super strong.
And they're going to be gold plated? Isn't that what he said?
Just gross and tacky.
Yeah.
And
I think our caller is right. This was always the plan of the Netanyahu's of the world and the Putin's of the world and the Project 25's of the world. Get a stooge that is so sociopathic and needs the spotlight so much that if we just give him loyalty and a bunch of money, he'll do whatever we want.
Yep.
And they got him.
Yeah.
He did.
You know how upset the iOS people get when they get the green bubble of the Android people?
I hate that.
Imagine getting a gold bubble.
On a chain.
Imagine getting a gold bubble from a Trump phone.
Oh yeah.
I love doing the voice texting on my Apple phone
because
I'm not good at typing, and then I get that one green thing like now I can't voice text. The green guy has ruined it all.
That would be me.
That's Jody. Green girl.
Jody, because she has.
I have an Android. But
yeah.
You know what? I almost got an iPhone, but to change from Android to iPhone, iPhone makes it almost impossible to get all your data over.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd make it easier. You'd think if they want people to buy their product, if I want to leave the Android universe, make it easier for me to transfer everything from my old phone to my new. It's way easier to transfer from an iPhone to an Android. They make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just let
we
you
don't
know.
Make it easy.
Well, that's ridiculous. It's if they want to sell phones.
You know, if it was easy, then everybody would want to do it, Joey.
Yeah.
You got to work for it.
Good point. Good point there. Victor in Salem, Oregon. Hi.
Hey, what's up? You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Great show today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jody and Chris and Bella. I just want to say that Donald Trump is in a big dilemma here with this war on Iran, because if he commits to a war with Iran, then he's basically throwing Putin under the bus.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Because they're getting all their weapons and missiles and drones from Iran.
Exactly.
And they'll need to use that, all that stuff. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, she says, and Tucker Carlson, we know they're Russian agents. And the only reason why they don't want Trump to go to war is because Putin would lose the war in Ukraine, period.
Yeah. No, that's a
without
good,
all the...
That's an excellent point. Yeah, I mean...
That is. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, it's... And we go back way back to the Iran-Contra, you know, controversy where we supplied Iran with weapons to fight against Iraq. And we have just meddled. Our fingers are so dirty and gross that everything... It's I feel like Malcolm X, the chickens are going to come home to roost eventually. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's and if Tulsi Gabbard is wrong and they are this close to getting a nuclear weapon, do we really want to do that? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's a scary time. We have friends of family that their children are in the military, flying helicopters, things like that, and like. You know, we don't want to send kids over there. We don't want to send troops, even people that are already stationed overseas. Just, it's just not something we want to do. It's something he said he didn't want to do.
Right.
So I don't understand. And again, the inspectors seem to be working with Iran. Obama had a program in place.
We had a deal. We did.
And just like the immigration deal, stop tearing up healthcare deals and immigration deals and foreign policy deals that are good and sound and they're bipartisan. It's just he's just this mad, bearded lady gone mad at the carnival and escaping the tent. Like, I want to do that. The bearded lady's gone crazy. Or as John Mulaney said, it's a horse running through a hospital.
Exactly.
There's a horse on the hospital floor.
When you don't hear him, that's when you worry.
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody knows what's going on, let alone the horse, because he's never been in a hospital before.
That's one of the best routines ever. It is such a funny routine. It is 46 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show, and it is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Now, if you've ever tried
Cozy
to sleep...
Cozy Earth.
If you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heatwave...
They are not sheets made of ham.
They're not made of ham.
They keep you warm.
In a summer heat wave, you know the struggle. Flipping a pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me and Stephanie, especially, until she discovered Cozy Earth sheets. They're not your average sheets. They're made from viscose, from bamboo.
Oh.
Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, Stephanie's been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Ta-da! They have apparel, like the all-day tee and studio pant collection. It's ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. And here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us. You will feel the difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs, it's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Credo Mobile. Credo. My phone, even though it's an Android. This year, we have seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Mm-hmm. Credo Mobile is not taking down the Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center. Our members vote on who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com, and use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com. Oh, let's see who he has.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Seth in Los Angeles. Seth, the homo of filth?
Yes. Yes, although
I am going to vouch because I have hung out with the homo of Hope, and he is the loveliest man you would ever get to meet. I am not. He is
he really
wonderful
is.
From top to bottom.
Yep. He is.
I'm calling about Lindsay, or Lady Antebellum, as I like to call her. But do I have a minute to ask Baby Bella about reality TV?
Yes, always.
Okay. I'd like to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it, but it's not from a – I wish I could. I wish I could mm-hmm. watch Love Island. It's not like I don't mind how the actors are treated. They signed up for it. I don't mind that the writers aren't unionized. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I'm not above it. It's like the same footage – over and over. A 48-minute episode has like 23 minutes of footage, and it drives me crazy.
I can totally see that. I think the biggest thing is what people don't realize, there's a big difference between like the Kardashians, for example, where it truly is the same thing every single time.
And it's manufactured situations. Yes.
Like objective-based reality shows, like the game shows, are probably would be a bit more up your alley. Maybe not Big Brother exactly, but something adjacent, because Big Brother is also pretty intense. But
a survivor is a game show, and you know there's strategy going on and stuff like that.
A friend of mine is an editor on Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
Nothing more fascinating.
I'm not
than
crazy
alone.
About
people
like
are truly
this is the same
on
footage.
Their own with little bracelets, little anklets,
65
pounds of camera gear, and good luck. See if you can survive 100 days in the Canadian Arctic.
Yeah. But Survivor's a good, honestly, a good place to start because there's a lot of seasons. There's watch the Mike White season if you liked White Lotus.
Yeah, exactly.
But I totally, okay.
I'm not crazy about the same footage.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right, good. I'll try it then. Now, here's what I called about.
Okay.
Lindsey Graham, or as I like to call her, Lady Antebellum.
Yes.
And her, let's learn from history, right? Mm-hmm. Let's bomb the hill out. Let's learn about world. What have we learned about, one, regime change?
Right.
Two, screwing around in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm.
How has that ever turned out well?
Only with President Carter. That was the only person that did anything on our side that helped the Middle East to some extent.
And you know the peace deal that he brokered is still in place today.
It's still in place. Yeah. And Obama had a deal with Iran that was working. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because Donald tore it up, you know, it's he's going to kill us all.
The problem was we needed an adult in the White House, and we didn't get that.
Exactly. All right. Michael in the Bronx. Hello, sir. Michael? Oh, Michael.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
There you are.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I am. Hello, Jody.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
You got about a minute. You got only about a minute, sir.
Hello. Well, here's an idea.
Uh-huh.
Remember how the Democrats were saying President Musk this and President Musk that, given the stuff that Musk was doing, taking control?
Uh-huh.
Well, now we find out that it's Stephen Miller that's been crafting these executive orders, and then Trump is just signing them off. There's a video circulating. So why don't we start saying, President Miller. I don't care how much Trump will get pissed off at that. If he says, I'm the president, then we can say, well, all right, then you own this mess. So which is it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, exactly. No, it is Stephen Miller doing all of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mr. I get my janitors to clean my mess up. Oof, creepy.
He's so creepy and weird.
That thing is married, too, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
she might have left him for Elon.
There was that triangle going on between him and his wife and Elon Musk, and now she might have left him for Elon.
Or they're in a throuple.
Yeah. Yeah, they took Challengers a little, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an instruction manual.
Yikes.
Exactly.
Hey, I'll be in Puyallup, Washington for the Washington State SummerCon with Cedric Yarbrough from Reno and some other great guests. I think we're doing a panel on Friday. Come out and see us in Puyallup, I believe it's called, near Tacoma.
Awesome.
Nice weekend.
Beautiful.
Very cool.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos. See you next week.
And we will talk at you guys on tomorrow.
Yes.
I still have two more days of this.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk about some of the legal issues of the day with Jim Santel.
And we'll talk AI with Tim Slecker from Busted Benson's.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
I'm Catherine Lake with WMDX Radio. Not sure how this happened, but our morning guys, John and Gordy, are in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Readers poll. Who would vote for these guys anyway?
Hey, this is Madison's rock and roll dentist, Chris Cameron. A vote for John and Gordy is a vote for better dental hygiene because they make you smile. Vote for John and Gordy in the Best of Madison poll from Madison Magazine.
Don't wait. Voting ends soon. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the Best of Madison banner to vote now.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Supreme Court says states have the right to ban gender-affirming care, such as hormones or surgery, for minors. The 6-3 majority ruling that the Tennessee ban does not violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and that the issue should be subject to elections and the democratic process. James Sample, law professor, Hofstra University.
I think what it means is that the Tennessee legislature's judgment is not necessarily the judgment of the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court's judgment is that Tennessee and states like Tennessee get to make those judgments for the individuals.
Chief Justice John Roberts writing for the majority, Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor for the dissent, saying that she does so in sadness, adding the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims. The court also okaying plans to store